Back in Madison at the half of our boys' game, it's 15-11. Madison leading Waverly here. And, well, just a little while ago, the Madison Lady Bulldogs picked up their fifth win of the season with a 42-24 victory over Waverly. We're now joined by Victoria's head coach, Bill Neinstedt. And, well, Coach, first and foremost, congratulations on the win. Give us your thoughts on that ball game overall.
Well, Tegan, I thought we did not play very well, and I think Waverly had a lot to do with that. They played really, really hard. They're very, very well coached. Their switching defenses caused us a lot of problems. And then we also helped them a little bit by we didn't finish around the rim, especially early in the basketball game. We got the ball kind of where we thought we wanted it and just couldn't poke a hole in the rim.
It sounds like you feel, you know, good win for your team overall, but there's a lot of things that can be improved.
Yeah, that's kind of the nature of this business, right? Yeah. You hope you can win a game, but even if you do, it doesn't take long for you to start to focus on the things that you feel like your team needs to do a little bit better.
Well, your team starts league playoff 1-0. You know, that's got to be a confidence booster, but as you look ahead to the rest of the schedule here in 2022 and then ahead to 2023, of course, Lyon County League Tournament coming up before we know it in January, where do you see the biggest area of improvement that's needed for your team right now as you really start to look ahead into the future?
A full understanding of our system, offensively and defensively. We can be really good right now in spurts, but we just don't have enough reps, especially game reps, where we really have a full understanding of everything that we do. And as a result, we kind of botch a lot of out-of-bounds plays and miss assignments. And you know, it only takes one person to do that. And right now, because we don't have a lot of experience in our system, which for every kid here is a new system, we struggle at times.
Yeah. Well, Coach, nonetheless, congratulations on the victory. Your team now 5-0 on the season, 1-0 in league play. We're wishing you the very best of the future. And I know we'll be talking to you before too long, but just in case I don't get the chance to see you, have a very Merry Christmas. And I got to say, it is so great to have you back here coaching in the area. And I mentioned it to you before the start of the game. You got to spend 4 years with me.
Yep.
When I was in high school. Now you get a few more years. So let's hope for another longevity there.
Saw you every day for 4 years and saw you a lot of times up in the booth when we had home football games.
Yep.
So, it's great to see you. I'm real
Thank
happy
you.
To see some Emporia High guys that were in school while I was there who are doing great things with KVOE Sports right now.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that, and I know who else you're talking about there.
Yep.
So I will speak on behalf of Dylan Sherwood in knowing that that is also very appreciated. So, Coach, best of luck here. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and everybody out there listening.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you as well. That is Coach Bill Neinstedt, victorious here tonight, 42-24 over Waverly. His team improves to 5-0 on the year, 1-0 in league play. We'll take a quick break, come back, and get your halftime stats and analysis as the Waverly Bulldogs lead the the Madison Bulldogs lead the Waverly Bulldogs. Too many Bulldogs involved in this here at the half of our boys' game, 15-11. We're back after this on Country 101.7 FM.